AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. After last night's Memorial Day concert on the Mall in Washington, the president will go to Arlington National Cemetery today to remember those who died in the service of their country. Our Matt Small is in Washington.
President Obama travels to Arlington National Cemetery this morning, where he'll lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and deliver remarks. Beforehand, he'll host a White House breakfast. Veteran and military family service organizations and senior military leadership will be in attendance, as well as organizations that support the families of the fallen, including the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, Gold Star Mothers, and Gold Star Wives. Matt Small, Washington.
Just hours before the concert began on the Mall last night, police blew up a pressure cooker they yanked out of a car. Our Shirley Smith is in Washington with what this was all about.
Authorities say Capitol Police officers were on routine patrol when they spotted a parked, unoccupied vehicle on a street on the Mall west of the Capitol. When they checked it out, they found a pressure cooker. Officers then set up a security perimeter around the site and called in the bomb squad, which destroyed it with a loud bang.
Pressure cookers have been used to make bombs in the past. Police say they were just being safe. The car's owner has been charged with driving on a revoked license. Three people dead in Oklahoma and Texas after tornadoes and a record amount of rain. The flooding is so severe in central Texas that thousands had to evacuate their homes. Dwayne York, a school superintendent in Wimberley, Texas, is helping evacuees at a school gym.
This community is awesome. You wouldn't believe they're bringing in blankets. We're bringing in food, trying to get our food service workers. But a lot of our staff is stuck. You know, they can't. There's low water crossings.
He talked to KVUE-TV. This is AP Radio News. There were no surprises on the first day of play at the French Open if you don't count the guy who suddenly ran onto the court. Here's correspondent Matt Brown.
Roger Federer has led a procession of seeds into the second round, with the major talking point being a security breach, which saw a boy get onto court and attempt to take a selfie with the second seed. Kei Nishikori, Joe Wilfried Tsonga and Stan Wawrinka all advanced among the men, while women's seeds Simona Halep and Ana Ivanovic progressed, although Ivanovic, the 2008 champion, had to battle back from a set-down to beat Yaroslava Shvedova. American Steve Johnson has upset Spaniard Guillermo Garcia Lopez in five sets. Matt Brown, Paris.
Six people, including three children, had to be rescued from a roller coaster in Ohio after a power failure stranded them. The riders were on the roller coaster at Anderson Township, Ohio's Coney Island Amusement Park when the power went out. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.